Channel 2 Right and beginning of this surprise visit with Miss Daisy was on the way to store with Debbie this Wednesday, this Thursday, the 21st of June, 73. Channel 2 Right and beginning of this surprise visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie on the way to store this Thursday, the 21st of June, 73. Channel 2 Right, beginning the surprise visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie on the way to store this Thursday, the 21st of June, 73. Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy, the surprise visit with Debbie on the way to store this Thursday morning, the 21st of June, 73.
Well, no, but we've got a glass of tea for you. You have to come in and have a drink.
That's what she told me.
Drink a little glass of tea.
Come in and have a drink of tea.
That's right.
Then we'll go.
That's right. I hear you're on your way.
Got something to go in the box. Oh, good.
You done drank yours?
Yeah, I sure have, Miss Daisy, and I just had that left over, and I thought it'd be good if you came in and had a little drink.
It's good.
I put a little sugar in it. I think I've got enough.
It's clean.
After all, you've been working in the watermelons.
Who?
Haven't you?
No, ma'am. I can't do that. He's out there now.
Oh, they are?
Some of them is. They ain't been long gone this month. I like to meet it waits too late to start the work. I like to start work soon in the morning.
Well, you don't get as much done when you wait so late.
You sure don't. And you know it's getting hot out there, huh?
Pretty soon it'll be too hot to do much.
I see your shirt hanging out there on the banister. I said, what has she been doing to get her shirt wet this soon in the morning?
Miss Daisy, it's so damp in the house, just lying around.
Mm-hmm.
It gets damp.
That's right. Then hot like it is now, they get damp and then they'll mildew.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for mildew?
I ain't never learned. What you do for it?
Well, I haven't done anything except just hang them in the sun.
That's all I do. Hang them in the sun. I try not to let them get too damp in the house, and if they're already damp, I hang them out the door.
She's asking about my shirt on the line.
Mm-hmm.
She thought I'd been out working this morning and got it wet. But you always got an early start.
Ma'am?
You always got an early start.
Yes, if I'm going to work, I'm going to start early. When it gets hot, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't done nothing this morning.
Well, you ain't had time yet.
Hmm?
You ain't really had time yet, have you? Waiting. Just waiting. Were there a lot of people over there at Bessie's?
Is there?
Looked to me like there was.
Well, I see some going there. I said, well, she's all right. I said, I'll go when I come back. Bessie ain't there, is she?
Yeah, she there. She hollered at me.
Mm-hmm. I thought she said she had to go somewhere, but it ain't time for her to go yet.
Well, she said yesterday. She said she was going to go sing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that was.
I thought she said when I was over there, she had to go somewhere to get her hair done this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if there's anything going on, I want to get in on it.
Good morning. Ain't nothing going on.
Things going on down at your place?
At my place. Ain't nothing going on down there, cause I done left. Then
oh,
I leave. Don't be nothing going on.
Oh, that Miss Bessie's?
Oh, it better. I ain't been over there today.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Oh, I ain't been there today.
Well, gee whiz, Miss Daisy, you just ain't keeping up.
Well, she's up now, and she can do things for herself, and she don't have to tell nobody.
I'm talking about the watermelon and the peas.
Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But you can see who's coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
Right.
Down there picking. Every
well,
time
I don't feel like she needs so much company.
But don't you want to see what's going on over there?
Uh-uh. I ain't got nothing to do with what's going on over there.
Well, I thought you got a watermelon out of it every once in a while.
Well, I do. I got a big one yesterday. She carried it home for me. They was chunking them and they busted one.
Oh, they
cracked it all around. So, they couldn't put it on the truck. They gave it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what usually happens out in the watermelon patch? You get
yeah.
a bunch of... They bust some of them?
Yes. They bust them. Sometimes it falls off of the truck and busts in the road.
Well, right out in the field they bust.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what happened out there, but it makes a big mess, giving watermelon. One thing, I think some of them ain't very careful about how they chunk them.
They do it. Miss Daisy, like we used to say, they do it accidentally on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Well, you've seen a lot of watermelon packing and picking.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But I ain't never picked none.
No?
I just see them picking. I ain't never picked. That's one thing I ain't never done. Try to gather watermelon.
Well, Isaiah, pretty good, I guess.
I couldn't tell you a thing about him. I know one thing. I thinks about him, he's too slow.
Isaiah slow?
Yeah, he's slow. You know, he don't rightly understand Mr. Miles. He don't know what he's doing. If he left by himself, I don't know what would happen to him. But Lester knows all about farms. He's raised on a farm. But after he went to service and come back, then he put him up that business now.
Yeah.
Before then, he worked on the farm.
Oh,
he's a smart man. Leslie has always been, ever since I know him. And I know him before he was a grown man. He was a big boy when I know him, but he wasn't a man. I know him a long time before him and Nettie married.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a long time before they married. But I never knowed him to have a farm of his own before.
Mm-hmm.
But he would help other folks farm. His daddy used to farm.
So, he must have picked up a right smart.
Who? Leslie?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he knows about farming. But I think that's the best thing he could have done. When he come out of service and he got his money, he put him up a business at home. Where he could make this, because he know he ain't no boy. He's a man.
I'm trying to screw that out, and it don't screw. It just pulls out.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't getting it out very fast. Well, I tell you, did you see him crank that tractor?
Who? Lester?
Yeah.
No, I ain't seen him crank it.
Why, he can just crank that tractor. The battery won't crank it.
Well, he's big enough.
He is big, isn't he?
Now, they ain't been but a few minutes when I did. Leslie, he been up here twice. And when I there, there wasn't nobody out there. So I guess he gone home. I don't know where now.
Oh, they working this morning?
Yes, sir.
I thought they worked yesterday.
They did. They got to work today.
Gee whiz.
There's a lot of melons out there.
Still a lot?
There's lots of them out there. I asked my granddaughter, I said, are y'all too? He said, no, grandma. They've got lots of them out there to get. I said, well, they done got a lot of them. He said, they got a lot more.
Now, who was that?
Who is who?
Who'd you ask?
David.
Oh, yeah. David helping them?
I think he helping them this morning. He been out there twice. Wasn't nobody out there. Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know whether they can't get the crew they had or what. But David, another boy, been out there yesterday and the day before. So he was saying last night that Isaiah told him he couldn't use him. Could be too much, and he was going already going in the hole. I said, well, ain't he gonna get him? He said, yes, but he gonna use the help he got. I said, well, I wouldn't go out and offer myself no more. If you know, hippie folks think that they just get a few and pay them. Well, think that's enough. But I'd get all I could get and get through with the things. It'll cost you just as much to work on them a week as it would a piece of wheat if you had enough. Because you got to pay them few to get them.
Yeah. And them few, he gonna work it, work them hard.
That's right.
They ain't ever gonna get to sit down, Miss Daisy.
So, I told David, I said, well, I wouldn't go off of myself no more. He could just get them with them. I'd hunt me something else to do. It's your work. Well, I tell you, I'll help you. Well, if you turn me down one time, you don't do it now, no.
What David,
he went back out there this morning.
Oh, did he?
He's been out there twice. Well, the first time he went, there wasn't nobody there.
Yeah.
So he come back home and said, well, so Isaiah, he come from somewhere a little while ago, just before she come. So David went back out there. He hadn't come back when I left. So I guess he hired him this time.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well, he's right there handy. It looks like they'd try to keep him.
Isaiah don't know what he's doing, Mr. Marr. Ain't got no sense.
Is that the way it is?
Yeah. Now, if he was a man, the ground's right there, and he's right there, well, he wouldn't have to have nobody to help him. Well, now, you see, if it wasn't for Leslie, I don't know what would become of him. He don't know how to do nothing. He ain't worked on the farm that night. Next thing about it, he's lazy.
Isaiah is lazy?
Yeah, he's lazy.
I didn't know that.
Isaiah worked when he had to.
Oh, yeah.
And then he complained about hard work. He worked hard. Well, that sounds to me like you don't want to work. Any kind of work, harder than sitting down.
Well, fella gets tired sitting down.
I get tired of sitting down, and I do if I'm working.
Yes.
If I'm moving around. And I can wear out quick sitting down.
Yeah.
Well, if I ain't going to do nothing, I get up and walk around.
You got a good place to do it now, Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
You got a pretty place.
Thank you. Somebody else told me that.
Yeah. Of course, you know that. But all them little shrubs out there, you got them trimmed back now?
I got some of them now.
Yeah.
I trimmed some yesterday.
That's right.
Well, let me tell you. What you do, if you're going to trim them with the shears, you get two pairs of shears, and then if anybody comes to see you, you just go ahead, both of you, use the shears and do your talking. And then they learn.
What's nice?
They learn. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
They might not know how to do that.
Might run there. Uh-huh.
They might not know how to do this clipping, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
And then you
can
show them.
I tell them I've got plenty of time to do it, and I can take my time and do it, then I can pay somebody $5 or $6 to do it for me.
They don't want to do anything for less than $5 or $6.
No. I remember when Adam, he used to trim heads. So he trimmed two bunches for me. Charged me $1.50. I paid him and thanked him. But I was telling myself all the time, that's your lace. Don't get no more of my money like that.
Yeah.
Two bushes?
Yeah. You know, them right there close to the house?
Yeah.
Two of them.
And $1.50?
$1.50. They can stay there till I cut them.
But now you couldn't even get one of them done for that.
That's right.
You don't hire much done now, Miss.
No, sir. I ain't got nothing to pay for it either. And if I had some money, I'd probably keep it.
Oh, would you?
For something else.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna just give it to you for nothing. You go out there and maybe work an hour or hour and a half. Well, anybody that knows how to cut them and got something to cut them with, it don't take them that long.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's right. Miss Bessie, Miss Daisy, little Bessie knows pretty much how to take care of somebody that's sick.
Who? Little Bessie? Well, I think she knows well. How to take care of anybody sick.
Yeah.
You know, she used to work down here on the point, and she took care of a woman down there 3 years, I think.
Long time.
She was plumb helpless.
Yeah.
Bessie took care of her. And she does a good job taking care of Bessie.
Oh, does she?
Over there. It's a ill. It wasn't for Bessie. I don't know what Big Bessie would do.
Yeah.
She's just as sweet to her as she can be.
Yeah.
Of course, sometimes Bessie gets all out of salt and all upset. Say mean thing. But little Bessie don't pay it no attention.
Oh, don't she?
She don't pay it no attention.
Yeah.
She go right on smile and do what she can.
Yeah. Well, when does Miss Bessie when does she get upset? When she has to do something she don't want to do or something?
Mm-hmm. Or she may give us something she don't want to eat. And she don't be nice, but I don't eat that. I don't want it.
She just tell her.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't get nothing. You could tell me. I don't care for that this morning. Oh, something like that. Oh, I don't eat it. Mm-hmm. Well, now that don't make you feel good.
No.
Well, little Bessie'll take it away and carry it back. And you might say, well, Aunt Bessie, what do you want? I don't want nothing. Now. Bessie said, well, you got to eat something. That's why you're so weak.
Yeah.
You won't eat. Well, I said this, anybody can say what they want to say about her, but little Bessie is good. She's good to Bessie. She ain't going to get another Bessie.
Oh, no.
She ain't getting another Bessie. She keep her clean all over the bed and her body and everything.
She wash her and give her a bath every morning?
Yeah. She, I look at her sometimes. Yeah, look at little Bessie. She gets kind of confused sometimes about the way she do. But she don't make no fuss about it.
Yeah.
Just got good patience, long patience. I feel like this. If you sick and you can't do nothing for yourself, if you can get somebody to wait on you and put up with your foolishness, I think you ought to be kind. I think you ought to be kind and thankful. Because ain't nobody got to do nothing for you.
Well, Miss Daisy, I tell you, I see what you mean, all right, but you know, if I just had to act kind and thankful all the time, I'd be just bored to death.
If you had to act thankful and kind.
Yes.
Well, you ain't sick.
You
can get up and do what you want to do for yourself.
I just need to have a little back talk every now and then.
You do. Well, you got anybody to talk back
at? Not much. No, I try it now and then, but I don't get far.
So what you think makes you feel like that?
Well, I just mean.
Well, I don't feel like I have to have nobody talk back at me.
You don't?
Nope. I ain't going to do nothing to them from the have to. And I don't think they should. I don't think they should.
Now, I've been down there a time or two, and little Bessie was out there, you see. And she started talking, and you see. I didn't go along with her. So, she...
Well, I tell you, you have to get in edgeways to go along with little Bessie, for she can talk steady, I believe, 3 days. My goodness, she can talk. Well, I just listen to her. I don't think about trying to go along with her.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where you're going.
Have to get in edgeways?
Yes, ma'am. If you want to say anything.
Well, it's all interesting, the things she talks about.
Oh, yes, it is. So I can listen at it good. Lots of that stuff she talks about, I don't know a thing about it. I can't do nothing but listen. Yeah.
Well, you'd think she'd get tired of talking.
Who?
Bessie.
So you think she'd...
I say you'd think that she'd get tired of talking.
That's right.
But she don't. She don't get tired of talking.
She don't get tired. She don't get that. Well, I ain't seen her tired. Every time I see her, she go study. One thing right into another.
You don't get much in down there, over there.
Much answer.
You don't get much to say. You don't get to say much.
No.
Do you ever get to ask a question or anything?
No. Now and then, I'll ask her something.
Yeah.
She be talking about where she been and what she doing and how long she stayed there and what her salary was and things like that.
Well, you like to know all those things.
That don't do me no good to know.
How much salary was?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Well, it makes you feel good to think people make money like that.
Oh, yes, I like for folks to make money. But, I tell you, I think you made it. Well, that was years ago. You done got that and spent it.
Yeah.
You don't need it going over there. Nah. You looking for something else.
I don't know what all she's done, Miss.
I don't either. I don't know. She says she worked here. She used to work over there. Well, I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of work she done. But rightly, I know more about Bessie, little Bessie, now than I ever did. I never knowed her. Until she come here. When she used to come here on visit, I didn't know her.
Oh, didn't you?
But after they moved here, and she come to see Bessie a lot, that's when I know her.
Uh-huh. Well, it don't take long to get acquainted, does it?
No. It's just four of them. I don't think they have no brother. It's just Bessie and her mother. And Bessie's sister. And little, big Bessie.
She talks about her aunt.
Her aunt? Well, that's Bessie.
No, the one that used to work over in Micanopy.
I don't know her.
She talks about an aunt that worked over there.
I don't know her.
I'll have to get that straight sometime.
That's right, I remember that. She used to stay over in Micanopy with her aunt and her uncle. Little Bessie did.
Well, I don't know her. I didn't know her then, either.
Miss Daisy, did you get your gas straightened out?
Yes. Miss Mars, you didn't tell him?
I told him you got some.
Mm-hmm. He come. Turn it on. So, I asked him. I said, well, is any charges? He said, no, ma'am. It ain't no charges. She didn't tell me nothing about no charges. That was the age. So I wondered, where did the girl get it from? $5 to turn it on.
Well, you told me that it depended on who did the calling, and mm-hmm. Guy did the calling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just told him what you said.
Well, he obeyed it.
I just told him what you said. I said, you're a little short of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't pay him right then. And so it took you a few days to get the money up, and you sent him a money order.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just waiting to have your gas turned on, and you didn't know about any $5
mm-hmm.
charge to turn it on or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have to pay it. I didn't have to pay you.
Well, that's good. Hell, they charge enough for that old gas, don't they?
They do. And it says going up.
Fast. And if you don't use much, it costs more than if you use a lot.
Oh, that's what my granddaughter said. Said, Grandma, so you just have to use it, because look like if you try not to use much, they charge you more.
Yes, right.
I said, well, if you don't use it, how they charge? She said, they do what they want to.
That's right. They all get together and and make the rules, and you can't go from... You know, I had my gas man come over here.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there wasn't nothing he could do about it.
That's what he said.
He couldn't turn it on, or he couldn't take that loose and put his own there.
Mm-hmm.
That was an understanding they had with all the other people.
Well, I think that's good. I think the one tied up ought to be the one to fix it.
Well, you didn't tear it up.
Hmm?
You didn't tear it up.
I know I didn't. But he had the agent to tear it up. Seal it.
Yeah.
Or you couldn't get it.
Yeah.
When he got ready, he had the agent to come and turn it off.
Yeah.
Folks don't care how you get along.
Not too much. No, you gotta... the best shape to be in is on your feet with money in your pocket, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
You keep your money in the bank.
But I did have some in there, but I ain't got none there now. I ain't got it all out.
Well, good Lord, Miss Daisy. You just... You spend money, don't you?
Huh? So I spend money?
Yes.
You have to, don't you? But you see, you can't miss yours, because you got so much and mine so little. You can't take mine long ago.
Is that right?
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't have to spend that you had in the bank.
Hmm. But I did, though.
You take a trip?
Hmm?
You took a trip?
Mm-mm.
How are your boys working out over there? Them boys, they still...
What, Bill?
Your two boys over there that are resting up over there so much.
Come on, David and Samuel.
Samuel, yeah.
Well, Samuel, he ain't doing nothing. I think they hope Mr. Fred a day or two last week.
Yeah.
Or a piece of day or something like that.
Yeah.
So they ain't been doing nothing. Samuel, he's not home. Nine, I don't know how long he gonna be gone. He went with somebody to Fort Lauderdale, so David told me this morning. But David, he's home.
Yeah. So, well, as far as you know, they're still resting.
Still resting.
Yeah. Well, they are sort of sickly looking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is to me, and I ain't got a thing to do with it.
Yeah. They shouldn't overwork, mm-hmm. get too tired.
Ain't nobody working over there but Dodge and James.
Yeah.
None of the rest of them working.
James.
You see, Samuel's wife, she worked, something with the school. I don't know what she did, but she was working there. So when school closed, her job closed. So she ain't got no job.
Oh.
So she's there.
She's resting too.
She resting too.
I reckon they're going to be the most rested family around here.
Ain't so. Ain't it so?
Gee whiz.
But if I was young and strong like they is and could work, well, when one job give out, I'd hunt me another. Of course, I'd see that going. I'd be trying to find me one by the time it went.
Well, she knew that wouldn't last past
mm-hmm.
the end of school, didn't she?
Well, when the job give out, she give in. She just stays there and play with the baby.
Oh, really? Just plays.
Who? The baby?
She just plays with the baby.
That's all. Ain't nobody to the house now but her and the baby.
Yeah.
I recognize how David and Samuel, he's gone. He went to Fort Lauderdale last night. I didn't ask David when was he coming back.
And you never see C.S.?
C.S.? Yeah, I've been seeing him. He come up there for something right now. I see C.S. yesterday evening. He come up there and picked up 3 or 4 boys. I reckon must have been somebody he been bringing up there to Isaiah. Cause he come up there yesterday and picked him up and went back that way. Yeah. So, this morning, I think David said, Isaiah come down there and asked him would he help him today. So I ain't seen them boys. I guess they quit or went somewhere.
Yeah, they resting too.
They resting too.
Is C.S. working?
C.S. work. But he, I don't think he hope him out there one day. But you know, he had watermelons himself. So he been working with his own.
He not out there this morning?
Mm-mm. I ain't seen him today.
You haven't seen him? Well, you haven't seen him to talk to him?
Mm-mm. I just seen him passing.
Well, you ought to speak to him.
Well, he speak every time he pass, but he don't stop to speak. He speak going.
Well, just throw your hand up. Just mm-hmm. see if you throw it up like this, it means just hello. But if you throw it up like this, it means just wait a minute. I got a few things to say to you.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say to C.S.
Well, he'll do the saying.
Awesome.
Unless he's changed a lot, he'll do the saying, Miss.
I don't think he changed. You see, he get that at his grandma. If you just listen, she'll do the same. Or she would, but you know his grandmother's been dead now a long time.
He gets it from his grandma.
Hmm?
No, I didn't know her.
Didn't know what?
I didn't know his grandma.
Oh, no, you didn't know her. I mean, she... Well, I know she was dead a long time before I know you.
Yeah.
His mother's grandmother been dead a long time. But I'm just so surprised at C.S. working like he do. His grandma didn't work. Anyway. Oh. She raised him.
Yeah.
She'd work, but C.S. didn't have to work. He worked if he wanted. If he didn't, he didn't. She didn't force him. You see, his grandma raised him. His mother. She ain't had nothing to do with him much till he was grown.
And it's all right with his grandmother if he wanted to work or not.
Or not, that's right.
She had...
And then she would tell you he didn't have to work.
Yeah.
But when he got grown, he worked.
He worked.
The airplane.
Miss Daisy, let me tell you. C.S.'s grandmother. And you knew her pretty well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know his grandmother.
Yeah.
And I know his mother. Before C.S. was born. But in his grandmother's lifetime, she thought he ought to have just whatever he said he wanted.
Yeah.
If there's any way to get it, she's going to get it and give it to him.
Yeah.
But at that time, you see, C.S. stayed with his grandmother.
Yeah.
His mother, she was in the north somewhere. His mother ain't had much trouble with him. But now she wants him to come up there.
Oh.
And see. Well, he don't want to stay up there. He went up there last year.
Yeah.
But he went because his wife wanted to go. And see, his mother tell him now to move up there. And she can help them with the children better. Well, his wife, she'll go for that.
Yeah.
But C.S. won't. So his wife and the children went up there to his mother. They stayed up there a good while. I don't know just how long. Well, after a while, C.S. went too. And it wasn't too long before C.S. was back here. He don't like up there.
He's a country boy.
Mm-hmm. He don't like up there. So, after he come home, I reckon he told he wasn't going to stay up there. After he was home, maybe a month or better. Well, then, here come her and the children's back to see it. So they've been here ever since.
Well, it ain't too easy to tell her things.
Tell his wife? Uh-uh. I don't think.
Yeah. She gonna do the telling. But C.S.'s grandmother, and you knew her.
Yeah, I knew her.
She go to your church?
Hmm?
She go to your church?
Who? Frances.
C.S.'s grandmother? Is that her name, Frances?
Not much. She was a Primitive Baptist.
Yeah.
She didn't go there. Nobody's church much but her own.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever met Francis at no church, Methodist or Baptist. But I meet Francis in the field. So when we go home, Francis go to her church and I go to mine.
Oh. Well, that's curious. And she wouldn't come with you and go to your church?
Mm-mm. Nope. You know, everybody got their way of thinking about anything. Well, I ain't ever been to Francis' church.
Well, maybe she didn't ask you.
She didn't. I don't think you have to be invited to church. I think church is a free place to go.
Yeah.
If you go there. Right. I just never did want to go.
Yeah.
Right. I had no way of getting around but walking. And I wasn't going to walk back there through them woods where Francis stayed by myself.
Whereabouts?
Hmm? You see, they lived on the other side, the river stick.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, it ain't nothing but woods. You drove through there.
Yeah. Well, now that's C.S.'s grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is.
That's his grandmother.
Don't tell me.
Some told you.
Well, I never knew that, Miss Daisy.
You didn't? Did you know ever know Frances?
I know her through you very well.
Oh. Well, I know her before C.S. was born.
You never told me C.S. was her grandchild.
I never told you before?
No.
Well, he is.
And that's where he gets all that
talking. Mm-hmm. Just like his grandma.
Just like his grandma.
He can talk all day and all night. All right.
Oh, he just never stops to swallow.
Mm-mm.
Well, Lord help us. And she didn't care whether he worked or not.
No, sir, she did not. And she'd tell you, me, or anybody. He didn't have to work as long as she could work. I mean, I'm so surprised at C.S. working like he do.
Yeah.
Of course, he sure wasn't raised to do it.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Daisy, I had noticed. You see, I've known C.S. since about 1966 or somewhere along there when Mr. Bill Wynn had melons back here.
Mm-hmm.
And C.S. would be sitting out on them trucks up there with melons from the field waiting for the big truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come over here and look around at my old car.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. And he just talked the blue streak.
Oh.
I never had heard anything like that.
What?
No. Well, he'd never seen me before, and he'd come in there just talking away.
That's right.
And he never let up. And here it is. Francis Percy is his grandma.
Uh-huh. That's where you get that from, that talking.
Well, did her talk sound like his?
Mm-hmm. He talked. His grandma never did stop talking.
But she said more than he does.
So she said more.
He don't know much.
Well, he ain't had a chance to know too much. What he know, he learned it himself. He picks it up himself. She sent him to school some, but he mostly went when he wanted.
Yeah, that schooling ain't going to help him too much, necessarily.
That's right. So we better go before the store closes, hadn't
it? Oh, it's going to close. That's right. We better go.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Daisy.
Huh?
We got to go down there and visit C.S. if he's...
If he's
again to Francis Presley.
C.S. won't stay home.
But I just don't want to meet that little wife of his. That's...
So you don't want to meet his wife?
No, I don't want to get on there when she's there.
Well...
You just figure out a time when we can get...
Well, I don't go down there. I don't know much about his wife. And they don't stay home much. I think she works somewhere. They leave early in the morning the most of the time. So, come late at night. Now, they were home early yesterday. Because I see the light in the kitchen.
You are going to take a trip?
We're going to stove.
You are going to take a little trip?
Mm-hmm. We want it.
Ain't no use going to store if you haven't got any money, Miss Daisy.
Well, maybe I'll wash my face clean. Maybe I can get a credit.
Well, you still have to pay
it. I've got plenty of time. I ain't got no money.
Go down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss Dave, you got on a brand new apron today?
Sure no. She has.
No. No, this is an old apron. It's just clean.
Oh, that's what makes it look brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new clean.
Well,
I
enjoyed the tea and the
drink. Yeah, it was a fine, unexpected visit.
Yeah.
You and Debbie have a good time at the store.
Channel 2 right, and this unexpected visit, Miss Daisy, going to store with Debbie. This Thursday morning, the 21st of June, 73. Channel 1, Channel 2, Channel 2, Channel 2 right. This unexpected visit, Miss Daisy, going to store with Debbie. This Thursday morning, the 21st of June, 73. Miss Daisy going to store with Debbie this Thursday morning, the 21st of June, 73.